Well, Kim, and whenever that story was shot, canola was a much higher price than it is right now. Where are we looking at on the canola price?
Well, if you look at forward contract prices for canola for harvest delivery, anywhere from, say, $5.90 to maybe up to $6.30. You know, that's, as you were talking about, significantly lower than it was this time last year when it was around $8.50. And, of course, you can remember when prices were up $12.50, $13. Canola prices have fallen mostly because you've got lower soybean prices, soybean meal prices, and soy oil prices. That's the market that determines our canola price.
Now, there are people looking across the state taking a look at the wheat crop on the wheat tour. What are they finding?
Well, I think they're finding that the wheat crop is significantly higher than what I was talking about, say, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. You know, I was right at 75, 80 million bushels. The Oklahoma crop tour this week came in at 108.8 million bushels, 39 million or 3.9 million acres harvested, a yield of 27.7. You can look at the five-year average. It's 3.5 million harvested acres, 27.4 bushels per acre, and right at 100 million bushel crop. So they've got this crop above average right now.
So whenever the Oklahoma wheat crop starts selling to the world, what are they going to be competing against?
Well, if you look at what's being produced in the foreign markets, mm-hmm. You get the reports from all over the board. The general consensus is that it will be 26 billion or more. That's well above average. That's a sufficient amount of wheat. And if we get a world crop at 26.5 billion bushels, we're going to keep prices relatively low.
Now, digging more into that, what are the prices going to be?
Well, you know, this week they bottomed out again. You look at that Kansas City July or that KC July contract price. It created a new low at 485.5. It recovered about 20 cents by the end of the week. That's good news. Finally get that thing kick off the bottom. And what we got to break is $5.10. If we're, say, 512, 515 on next Tuesday, then I think we'll run up to 520. 520 is really strong resistance. If we can pop that sucker, we can possibly run up to 560. I don't think there's anything out there to cause this. Mm-hmm. What's causing our price movements up and down are the funds. But the good news is the funds, I saw one report, they're short of, say, 100,000 contracts, and they've got to come out of those contracts sometime, and when they do, that's probably going to create a little price rally.
Now, you're famous for your third and a third and a third marketing strategy. Let's talk about that. What should producers be thinking about when it comes to marketing that way?
Well, with lower prices or below average prices, I probably wouldn't sell a third, and a third. I'd probably say modify that and sell a fourth at harvest, because the odds are higher that prices will come up than go lower. So I'd sell maybe a fourth at harvest, a fifth at harvest, something like that, mm-hmm. and then to sell the remainder of it, say, in 3/8 lots or different, you know, equal lots in that September, October, November, December time period.
So you're changing the fractions on us. We'll make it through it, though.
Just like last year, remember we said the prices were $7.50. They were above average. Said sell half at harvest and sell the others in the fourth and a fourth later in the year. I think when prices are low, you want to modify that strategy. Sell less on that low price. Doesn't mean price is going up, mm-hmm. but the odds are on your side that it will.
Okay, thank you much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.